1. After spending most of his adult life in the Marines, Weston Brown recognized a shithole when he stepped right in one. He had no one else to blame for this assignment, just his piss-poor decision-making. Next time his team leader told him about an optional operation, he'd take a pass. Wouldn't kill him to sit one out now and then. With his gun in his hand and his fingers skimming along the side, right off the trigger, he scanned the area, squinting to check his surroundings in the fading light. Skardu, Pakistan. The town served as the launching area for high-altitude climbing expeditions. Dusty and barren, filled with grayish-brown boulders and outlined by a towering mountain range. A few rivers and bursts of green provided by man-made irrigation systems broke through the rough landscape. This was not his idea of the ideal vacation spot, and that's what he was supposed to be doing, taking mandatory leave, forced rest between assignments with the Alliance, the elite Black Ops fighting force put together mostly from the United States CIA and MI6, the British Intelligence Service. The work suited him since he wasn't a desk guy, but it wouldn't be a bad thing to go a week or so without choking or shooting someone. When his eyes locked on the target dead ahead, he knew the no-violence thing wasn't going to happen today. He'd done this a million times. Careful steps, slowed breathing, a mental countdown to impact. Calculating the risks and preparing a second option if this one went sideways. He'd been trained to be ready, always. To kill without thinking. His boot hit the ground right behind the armed unknown, leaning against a tree and aiming his weapon at the building in the distance. The guy must have sensed him, because he flinched a second before contact, started to turn. West locked his arm around the guy's neck before he could call out and bring his friends running. Flailing and full of panic, he had one last burst of energy. The bottom of the guy's shoes scraped against the loose pebbles on the ground as he beat his fists against West's arm. West pressed harder, and the guy fell in a heap in the dirt. West had been using the chokehold since boot camp. Just shy of 34, and he could still take a man down in less than 4 seconds. Hoorah. Nice. Now stay low. Josiah King, clean-cut British and one of the toughest men in Alliance, issued the order. It's not my first day on the job. West wasn't accustomed to following Josiah's lead. He directed Delta Team's operations. While the men could be moved around as needed, West generally worked on Bravo. He'd been home, lifting weights and sitting out an enforced break with the rest of Bravo following a successful operation in Germany when he got the call. Between his knowledge of the region and his preference to keep moving, tagging along seemed like the right choice. Problem was, volunteering put him smack in the middle of the one place he never wanted to see again. Josiah shook his head. You're a big target. Good thing I run fast. West pointed off to his right. India's that way, right? Funny. Though Josiah's tone didn't say funny. But if the Pakistani army unleashed its fury, that was exactly what they'd be doing. Burning for daylight. They weren't exactly in country on tourist visas or with the government's knowledge. Any government. That's how Alliance worked. Underground and answering to few. Lethal, but expendable. So everyone in power could maintain plausible deniability. For this assignment, they'd hooked up with a team of charity workers and flew in over the Karakoram mountain range and right past K2, the second highest mountain in the world. The long and breathtaking trip from Islamabad ended here, in Pakistan, 80 miles from the ongoing conflict with India over a strip of wasteland called the Siachen Glacier. People refer to the conflict as the highest battleground on Earth because it took place 20,000 feet in the air. West viewed it as a fucking nightmare he'd vowed never to return to. It sucked that his nightmares haunted him longer than his promise to stay away. Josiah gave the hand signal, and they headed out, moving fast, doubled over and crouched down, all while continuously scanning the landscape. They took cover behind rocks and an occasional shed as they made their way over the span of open area between them and the one-story beige building in the distance. Intel pinned this place as a clinic. The one place other than the state-run combined military hospital in Skardu where injured hikers were brought when they were rescued. Most came here off K2, but hikers ended up here from a few of the 13 other highest mountains that loom nearby, known as the 8,000ers. The clinic looked like every other building, as far as Wes could tell, only spookier, since there was no sign of life around the place.